Welcome to another time of prayer. Today's prayer uses a one-hour prayer cycle with 12 different sections, and it's based on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. This is what that passage says. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man named Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. One more note before we begin. Today's prayer will use a popular prayer known as the Jesus Prayer. This prayer was used throughout the centuries by faithful Christians to meditate on Jesus' presence with them during their time of devotion. This is a breathing prayer, and when we breathe in, there will be a certain phrase that we say, and when we breathe out, there will be another phrase that we say. This Jesus Prayer is based on Bartimaeus' call to Jesus to come to him and to heal him. The Jesus Prayer is simple and repetitive. As we breathe in, we will pray, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God." And as we breathe out, we will pray, "Have mercy on me, a sinner." This will happen several times throughout our prayer today. But first, let's begin with praise. Lord God, in the Scriptures, there are times when we read about your miracles and your mighty works. And yet there are times in Scripture where there are long stretches of history where the miracles are not there. In our own lives, Lord, this is true. There are times when we see immediate answers to prayer or we see you actively at work. And there are times whenever we don't see you at work immediately. And yet, Lord, we know you are faithful, and so we praise you. We praise you for the miraculous, mighty works that we see, and we praise you for the truth that you are with us, even when we don't feel it, and even when we cannot see it. Lord, there is never a time when you are not with your people, working on our behalf. We praise you, Lord. During this first time of quiet prayer, as we wait, we will use the Jesus Prayer to center our hearts and minds on the presence of God with us. As we breathe in, we will pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And as we breathe out, we will pray, have mercy on me, a sinner. Breathe in, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Breathe out, have mercy on me, a sinner. And now I encourage you to use this prayer to focus your mind and heart on Jesus' presence with you, speaking to him directly. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus, we cry out for mercy because we are sinners who deserve the judgment of God. and yet you graciously and lovingly endured the judgment of God for us through your death on the cross. Lord, with boldness and confidence, we can openly and honestly confess our sin to you, trusting in your grace and your mercy. Lord, when you ask, "What do you want me to do for you?" we respond, "Forgive us and heal us." And we have faith that your reply to us is, "Go. Your faith has healed you. You are forgiven." Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we confess our sin to you, trusting in your mercy. During this time of praying scripture, we return once again to the Jesus Prayer in order to meditate on God's presence with us here and now. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now that you're more familiar with the Jesus Prayer, we will use it to guide the next three sections of our prayer, combining them into one extended section. So our time of watching, our time of intercession, and our time of petition will be together as one long section of prayer. During this time, I encourage you to breathe in, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. But change the second part of that prayer just slightly, placing a person's name or a situation into that prayer in place of me. So if you want to pray for your child, you'll say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on my child, a sinner. If you want to pray for our nation, you'll simply say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on our nation, as we are sinners. And you can continue to pray that way without feeling pressure to name every specific detail of each individual's life. By praying this way, we no longer need to state all of the details for every specific request. Rather, we trust that God knows our requests, and so we offer our name and we offer the names of our family, friends, and neighbors into His hands, trusting that they are far better in His hands than our own. If there are moments when no other names or requests come to mind, simply finish the prayer with the typical words, Have mercy on me, a sinner. Let's begin this extended time of watching, intercession, and petition using a slightly modified version of the Jesus Prayer to present our requests before God. Breathe in, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Breathe out. Have mercy. Breathe in. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Breathe out. Have mercy. Father, we pause now to give thanks. We thank you for the ways that we see you at work in our lives, in specific ways, as well as the day-to-day blessings that we experience. We pause to say thank you. Now, Lord, as we join our hearts and minds to the words of this song, we worship you.
Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still, call the sea to still. The rage in me to still, every wave. At your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, breathe. Call these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing once again.
During our time of meditation, we think deeply about a topic of faith. Today, we will reflect on the fact that in this passage, Jesus had already set his eyes toward Jerusalem. He was focused on accomplishing the work that his Father had sent him to do. He was focused on the cross. And yet, on his way to Jerusalem, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, cries out for mercy. And when everyone else said that Jesus was too busy, Jesus stopped and asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" Today we will meditate on the truth that Jesus is not too busy for us, that he still asks us, "What do you want me to do for you?" And that he still hears our requests, and he still answers our prayers. Right now, meditate on the truth that God is not too busy to spend time with you, and that he enjoys your presence with him, and he hears your requests to him. During this final time of silent prayer, as we listen, we try to merge what we have read and prayed, what we have sung and thought during this time of prayer, listening for how God might be speaking to us in all of it. If you lose your focus during this time, I encourage you to come back to the Jesus Prayer as a way to refocus your attention on God's presence with you. Once again, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In the passage today, we read that Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And so his disciples called to the man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." And throwing his cloak aside, Bartimaeus jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. And the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Jesus, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. And we commit to following you wherever you go. And so we close our time today with praise, praising you once again for who you are, and for all that you have done for us in our lives. Thank you for joining me for this time of prayer. If there's ever a time when you're at a loss for words in your prayer time, I encourage you to return to the Jesus Prayer in order to focus on God's presence with you. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.